1410 AM and 96.9 FM. It's KLEM. Daniel Versteg with you, and we're chatting with one of our six Community Champion Award winners for the inaugural year of the program. This Community Champion program is brought to you by Total Motors, Wells Enterprises, Prime Bank, the Sitzman Real Estate Team, and Floyd Valley Healthcare. Margaret Catton is with us. She's the Production Services Manager of M. Catton & Company here in Lamar's, but much like a number of the people we've talked to, that doesn't tell the whole story of what Margaret has done here in Lamar's. She's with the Area Chamber of Commerce, volunteers at Rejoice Community Church, has done a lot with the Ice Cream Days festivities here in Lamar's. Margaret, just first of all, what keeps you so busy? What's the drive to want to be doing all these things on the side?
Well, Daniel, thank you for having me and for the award and the recognition. It was I was completely taken aback. It was a big honor to receive that, and I'm very humbled by it as well. Yeah. I am not from Lamar's initially. I've been here for about 5 years, and while it is a wonderful and welcoming community, coming in as an outsider, it was kind of hard to find my way. So the opportunity presented itself to just dive in and join a bunch of organizations and clubs and start to meet people, whether they liked it or not. And it turned out they liked it.
Yeah, and obviously they like you and all the work you've done. I mean, just moving here 5 years ago, I'm like you said, it's daunting. You don't know anybody around here. You know, why join the join groups and work for a town that you don't know very much? Well, I guess why put all the work out here in Lamar's, considering you've had never lived here before?
Well, that's a good question, and it was rather intimidating, but it's kind of like rip the Band-Aid off type of scenario. I figured the best way to get to know people and kind of find my way in the community and what would be a good fit for myself and my son would be to just put myself out there. The Chamber of Commerce was an opportunity through work, and going to the coffees just expose you to a whole other level of people within the community. Finding a church home was wonderful for me. There are several churches in Lamar's to choose from, and Rejoice just ended up being a good fit. And the more you start doing that, really the more doors it opens. And I never realized how much it takes from like us as individuals and neighbors and friends to keep the community going and thriving. And then it excited me to keep doing more and to keep participating.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of people would say, well, you can get in on some small things and work your way up from there. But, I mean, gosh, you jump in the deep end when you dive into something. I mean, you're part of the Thanksgiving meal at Rejoice, which feeds a lot of people. Obviously, Ice Cream Days brings a ton of people to Lamar's. Christmas in hometown Lamar's, there's a lot of people. You're part of big events. I mean, just... you know, how much pressure is that, but also how much excitement does it bring you to you know, help put on these big events for a lot of people?
I guess maybe I come by it a little naturally. You know, I work in project management with our company and, you know, grew a good relationship with a lot of fellow entrepreneurs in the community. And it's really exciting for me. With Christmas in Hometown Lamar's, working with Mike and Cheryl Wells, and with Ice Cream Days, both, you know, a few years back when it was in its original standing and then now kind of bringing it downtown and continuing to expand and try to get more visitors in, it's a challenge, but it's also a thrill, you know. It's great to organize it, pull it all together, and then see it to come to fruition and everyone enjoying themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the next question is, with all the stuff that you do and you know, all the work you put into this town, there's got to be something or someone that has, you know, driven you to be this kind of person and be somebody who wants to help. Who or what is that thing or who's that person that really has driven you and has instilled this kind of work of volunteer in you, you know, in your life, I guess.
So this is the part where I'm not going to cry on radio. We talked about this, Daniel.
We talked about it, yeah.
You know, again, being new into town and you know, I could have gone several different ways. I could have just moved up here and sat quietly on the sidelines and continued on existing, we'll say, mm-hmm. as opposed to actually living and thriving. My father, Mark Catton, and stepmother, Angela Catton, both challenged me, continue to challenge me and pour into me to give my best and to get out there. Mm-hmm. So I would say they both were extremely influential and encouraging me to take that risk.
Yeah.
And really, when you have that mindset of you know, just existing and doing the day to day and, you know, versus living and really thriving and giving back, serving others, you get a really unique sensation. It's a very blessed feeling to, you know, see these events go on and the kids running around and the families taking the pictures and experiencing those moments and making those memories, and to know that you had a hand in that is phenomenal. You know, you spoke about Rejoice at the Thanksgiving dinner or silent auction dinner. You know, I work with phenomenal committees, and it really takes a team. It's, you know, it's not just me. I mean, this award, there are so many people behind it that allow us to continue to have these events and for them to serve the community. Again, you know, until you dive into it, you really don't realize how many hands it takes to accomplish these things.
Yeah.
So it's very enriching, and I'm very blessed.
Well, absolutely. And I think the community has been blessed by your presence here the last few years, and definitely very deserving of this award. So we thank you for coming in and speaking with us. And again, congratulations on being a community champion.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Absolutely. That's Margaret Catton joining us, one of our inaugural Community Champion Award winners, brought to you by Total Motors, Wells Enterprises, Prime Bank, the Sitzman Real Estate Team, and Floyd Valley Healthcare, right here on KLEM Radio.